Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. Samuel, what are the components of year-end metrics or reports? Is this an accountability of a Scrum Master? I was actually thinking about this over the holiday break, Todd. So it's Christmas. I'm sitting around at the post-gift wrap or gift opening. My kids have destroyed our living room, and I'm picking up trash, and I sit down and think about reflecting on the year, right? And what I came back to was the way that I would think about our year would be in the context of the EBM framework, right? I would think about our time to market, our ability to innovate, which for us is really calendar days, right? I think that's a big metric. That's an insight you had earlier this year, that calendar is really vital to our ability to innovate and do new things, our current value, our unrealized value. And so if I'm thinking about year-end metrics or reports from the context of a portfolio or a Scrum team or even some larger initiative, my mind immediately goes to those 4 KVAs, the 4 key value areas in evidence-based management. Todd, I'm sure you got a different take on this. As far as the accountability of a Scrum Master, I think this is a team. This is a leadership group. This is going to be a shared responsibility. A Scrum Master is not a report gatherer. I don't think the Scrum Master is solely accountable, especially for current value and unrealized value. Those sound like product owner ideas to me. And so even I think developers have an obligation to start helping with time to market type metrics, making sure that those are understood and delivered. And I think even leadership has some accountability and ability to innovate. Every impediment at an organizational level that slows a team down is going to hurt our ability to innovate. So maybe it's more of a holistic gathering of information that builds out our dashboards, but for me, it's EBM. What do you think, Todd?
I think so too. I don't think I really have too much more to add about EBM. One thing I think might be interesting, though, is to take a step back at the end of the year. And sometimes I wonder if our retrospectives are a little bit short. We're only doing on a per sprint basis. Maybe we need to start finding a way to make it look a little bit more holistic. But maybe it's a time to reflect with the whole team on how the previous year went, celebrate some successes, understand what we might do better and different into the next year. I think that it's fair to say that product owner and developers have different viewpoints here. A2I and time to market to me are mostly developers, and UV and CV are mostly product owner, but the Scrum Master, I think, guides but stays out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Great question, Samuel. Thank you very much. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!